Five by five, Derby for the win. Mark O'Connor says, Bear, I need some wisdom and advice from you. How could I send you a private message if you do not mind? I know, very busy. Mark, for you and all the guys at Cott Lumber, with the straightest 2x4s in Canadian land, the best saw blades, and T25 Torx bit screws, I'll make an exception. Email me, admin@bearindependent.com. And say, Bear said to email me. Otherwise, gonna get lost in the fray, bro. And then it will get forwarded to me. And I'll make a note to let my people know. Mark O'Connor email. Got it. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday. Yay. 5th of April, 2024. You guys know what to do. If you're new here, do all the YouTube crap. Subscribe, ring the bell icon, comment for the algorithm, blah, blah, blah. Call to action. What all the successful content creators say at the opening one of their videos, and then they're super energetic. Hey guys, it's Bear from the internet. If you want to stay tuned for more great information like this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when we do our Intel briefs, make sure to subscribe, ring the little bell icon, and make sure you leave a comment for the algorithm, okay? Double thumbs up for everybody else. Hey man, great to see you. Good morning. How about you leave a comment for the algorithm that really helps us? It helps us grow organically, you know, because we're being shadow banned by the, yeah, I don't have time for all that bullshit. Happy Friday morning. Let's do the brief. Of course, the show is brought to you by the creator of the universe, Yahuwah, your Elohim, the Lord, your God. The fine people over at Patreon, link is in the description. And a little tiny startup company called Refuge Medical that I'm the chief show for. I'm also the founder and CEO, so I get to do whatever the hell I want to with that company. And what I want to do is save lives while in service to the Father's kingdom and experience the abundance of his provision and blessing. And so that's what we do. Bear Independent Brief, 5 April, 2024. The avian influenza appears to have crossed over to cattle in an event that has, quote, startled some of the scientists following the disease. Right now, it is unknown what the full scope of the implications may be, but as the outbreak had a very notable impact on poultry and egg prices for consumers, it is reasonable to expect that there could be some impact in the dairy industry as well, if the disease is able to effectively spread through the bovine population. Richard Webby, a virologist, said, quote, this particular version of the H5N1 virus is teaching us that some of the things we thought we knew about the flu were wrong, end quote. I also have some intel sent in from a gentleman that we know, that we met in Perryton, Texas, doing storm stuff, and who is a staunch supporter of CalebHouse.org regarding this that I will read to you in a moment. So is this the next pandemic? Probably not. The chance that this will spread to humans on a broad scale is highly unlikely. Angie Rasmussen, a virologist at the University of Saskatchewan, said, quote, it doesn't look like there's any indication that this has adapted itself to spread efficiently between humans and to routinely cause severe disease, end quote. Is it disease X? Probably not this one. The most recent reported cases involve a human that was interacting with infected cattle, and that's how the rare human case does occur, with direct exposure to an infected animal. Still, scientists are keeping a close eye on this disease, which is great because I trust scientists a lot when they keep close eyes on diseases. Dr. Peter Rabinowitz is the director of the UW Center for One Health Research, and he said, quote, we are in fairly unprecedented, uncharted territory globally in relationship to avian influenza, end quote. If this does begin to become widespread in farm workers, there could be a push to vaccinate them. Ew. But it wouldn't be until the evidence of transmission between humans, and there was evidence of transmission between humans, that a broader push for vaccinating the population would once again become a major societal issue. For now, that is not a likely risk. And let's go over to my email. What's your email, babe? None of your business. And see if I can find that email right here. from a guy we'll just call Matt. You don't need to know his name beyond that. And he said, please give this to Bear. Been checking into dairy cow problems in our area. It is a form of avian flu. It mostly affects cows between their third and fourth calves. It does not appear to be in beef cattle yet. No cattle have died other than normal death loss. As with all working girls, their production went way down because they didn't feel good. Also developed severe mastitis. That's an infection of the udder. Thank you. The girls were all treated with large dose of injectable vitamin C. No antibiotics were used, but electrolytes were added to the water. So that's good to know. Vitamin C, water. It's almost like if you were a human, food could be medicine. And that would mean that not food could be making you sick. You know, things that are passed off as food but aren't actually food, that you eat them and you feel like crap afterwards and you don't really know why. It's because that wasn't food, bro. That was a product of the industrial process by which most of Americans are fed. No antibiotics were used, but electrolytes were added to the water. All the cows are fully recovered and seem to be back on the job. It appears the problem is dealt with and moved on to mutate into something else. One side effect seems all the cats have disappeared and not any birds in the area. Maybe the birds are spreading and not in our beef herds because not the congregation of birds in pastures. Call when you need me. Keep working and preparing. Congrats on the new baby. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you. Back to the brief. Even without any kind of pandemic, whether among bovines or Homo sapiens, that's you. I just call you a homo because you are Homo sapien. Voters are already thoroughly exhausted by the economy. How about you? Me? I'm thoroughly exhausted by the economy. I was just yesterday talking to my one-month-old, as one would do. And somehow we got on the topic of the value of currency and investing. And I was like, you know, I'd like, if I was a brand new person 40 some years ago, I'd like to have some dollars from 40 some years ago as compared to some dollars today, because I'm pretty sure they would have been far more valuable 40 some years ago. Anyway, voters are already thoroughly exhausted by the economy, or more specifically, by the inflation that's impacting their daily lives. While Donald Trump and Joe Biden vie for the presidential seat, they are each selling a different story. President Biden is telling the American people that, quote, America has the best economy in the world, end quote. While former President Trump last month said, quote, we are a nation whose economy is collapsing into a cesspool of ruin, whose supply chain is broken, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, end quote. Meanwhile, economist Josh Gautbaum, who is a former White House and Treasury Department official, has asserted that the U.S. has recovered from the economic impacts of the pandemic better than other countries because it, quote, had more fiscal stimulus than any other country, end quote. Yeah. More money was injected into our economy than any other economy in the world. Yes, the data is certainly rosy, but it is still a cold, hard fact that the voting citizens of this country are fed up with sky-high costs of living. That fact will impact the upcoming election, which in turn will impact the economy as a whole. And as I've said 100 times and maybe as many days, I tend to not care about politics because I tend to view politics as the left and the right being two wings of the same shitty bird. And there doesn't appear to be much of a difference fiscally, maybe when it comes to social issues, but fiscally between Democrats and Republicans. And the country's freaking broke. And you reap what you sow. And I would like, if I had to pick between the economy we had under President Trump and the economy we have currently under President Biden, I would like to go back to the economy we had under President Trump. However, it is a fact of life that time does not run backwards. If the Father allows us to, we will continue to proceed forward. Good morning. It's Turbo Time. $5. I appreciate you. Casey Keller said they differ on how to spend the money they stole. Yeah, that's about it. But they definitely are all about spending money. There's very few fiscal conservatives in Washington, D.C. anymore. And they are outnumbered by those that want to just tax, 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 spend, spend, spend. And as somebody who pays more than he would like to in taxes, because I don't want to be living in a concrete box, it honestly pisses me off. It's a horrendous season to be in as a business owner. Between revenue and taxation, it's almost like a worldwide pandemic was started to transfer wealth from the middle class to the ruling class to bankrupt hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of small businesses, classify certain industries and certain workers as essential, which de facto classified all the rest of them as non-essential. Because remember, it was not essential for you to be able to go to work and feed your families. Demoralize the populace and then create an economy, an economic climate that is borderline impossible to operate a business in 2024. Almost like that was their intention. Now, that would require a certain amount of coordination at the highest levels. And we all know that there's no evil cabal running the world, right? It's just a bunch of people that have been duly elected that adequately represent our interests in the government. And so it couldn't actually be that something like that happened. It's just perception, I'm sure. Extra intel. A little mid-brief plug. I see some FJB in the comments. There's Refuge is doing an FJB promo right now, refugemedical.com. If you use promo code FJB on any of our plastic kits, like the Ox Kit, OSHA Compliance Kit, or the anything that's in a bucket, or any of the vacuum sealed kits like bleeding prevention kits, desk kits, the Slick Kit, which is an EDC kit, etc., you get either a Refuge hat or a Refuge tote bag with your order. And then, of course, all orders over $199 right now, you get automatically entered in to win a more than $10,000 value night vision giveaway. Dual tube Gen 3 white phosphor nods, a hardhead veteran's helmet, a mount, and more stuff is being added as the day goes on. The winner of that will be announced May 1st. So check it out. Your promo code is Bear Nation for free shipping, and promo codes do work with the giveaways and the entries and all that. So it's Friday. The store will be closed at sundown. The store will reopen at sundown on Saturday, because 6 days ye shall labor. The seventh is a Sabbath of rest unto Yahuwah your Elohim. Yeah, check it out. Intel, bonus intel. You send this to me by emailing me at intel@bearindependent.com. Let's be honest. You're not actually emailing me. You're emailing the Dance Monkeys, my intel team. Because there's way more of you than there are of me, and there's more of the Dance Monkeys than there are of me. So, you know, I let them handle all of that. And then they forward the pertinent information to me. When I say pertinent, when I ask for your intel, I'm not asking you to send me links to videos that Bear must watch. Bear, you got to watch this. No, I don't. I don't have to watch this. Bear, you got to read this article. No, probably not. Probably no. But if you have seen it with your own eyeballs or heard it with your own ears, that's what I want to know. That's what you send to intel@bearindependent.com. Got it?
I got it, Bear.
All right, good. Good job. Are you hiring new dance monkeys? It depends on what your background is. Depends on what your background is. Brother Bear, need more paradiddles, says Kevin Purdy. Love your show and all that you do. You want a basic paradiddle, everybody? Super basic drum lesson? left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right. You want to see it? Let's see what it looks like. Looks like this. Left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right. Super basic. Now, if you're wondering, yeah, that sounds too hard. I don't think I could actually do that. I taught my 7-year-old to do it. So practice it on your lunch break today. Left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right. Do it with both of your hands, and then do it with both of your feet. Oh, your feet. Yes, your feet. There's the drum solo. That's not a drum solo. That's nothing. That's a basic paradiddle. One of the very first paradiddles one learns when they learn the snare drum. Bonus intel, intel at BaronOpenna.com. I'm a retired Navy vet and follow a few pages on Facebook that a lot of active duty sailors use frequently. I've noticed a trend lately of sailors posting long lists of items, tools, line, batteries, equipment, etc., that they have to trade, followed a list of items they need, like a barter system. As a 21-year vet and senior enlisted retiree, I know this is unusual based on some of the items I was seeing. I asked why they were doing this, and the answer was they needed these items for pre-deployment readiness inspections. Due to supply chain issues, they are having difficulty obtaining a lot of items due to a very long wait time, or even that the items just aren't available anymore. Some items are very common, such as CR-123 batteries. I just yesterday priced CR-123s again. I have, the baby says, what's up? I have a couple hundred CR-123s, many of which are rechargeable, but you may not know this, but recently some of our guys went to Western Virginia for the Moons Out, Goons Out shoot with Ian from Forgotten Weapons and several other content creators on YouTube. And night vision, at least the night vision that we run, runs on CR-123s. And so, and my weapons lights and my laser designator / illuminator run on CR-123s. On my rifle platforms, I have standardized on CR-123s because that's also what my nods run on. And so when I sent my guys to Western Virginia with nods and rifles to go participate in this night shoot, I sent a bunch of CR-123s with them. And so I was like, I should get some more to replace some of my inventory. A 12-pack of Duracell CR-123s is $44 now. $44. The Streamlight branded CR-123s, which I believe are just Energizer manufacturer branded Streamlight, are still $25 for a dozen. But whoa, $44, $44 and change for 12 CR-123s. Back to the intel. I find this very troubling, considered they are or should be virtually on a wartime footing right now. Anyway, thought you might find this interesting. Real talk, logistics wins wars. I don't feel like the government is ready for the next hurricane, let alone a war. I agree with that. Also, did you see Suspicious Observers yesterday dropped a video about some, I forget, CRU, Colorado Regional University, whatever, their hurricane forecast for this season, fall season. Typically, there are 15, I think it is, named storms per season on average. And this year, they're predicting 23, with 5 of them being Category 3 or above. So it should be a pretty intense hurricane season. Can't wait. All right. This next one says, read carefully. I don't believe you can say some of these words live on YouTube. I'm a law enforcement officer in Virginia, and the mental health services here are awful. Under current Virginia law, someone can be placed under something called emergency custody order, If a law enforcement officer has a probable cause to believe that the individual is homicidal or wants to self-delete, that person may then be taken to a hospital by law enforcement to be evaluated by mental health, air quote, experts to determine whether or not they need to be involuntarily admitted to a mental health institution for a mandatory minimum of 3 days. Physicians, psychiatrists, and the general public can also acquire these orders. Here's the problem. All of the probable cause a person needs, including law enforcement, to acquire one of these orders is statements made by the individual. According to Virginia state law, both magistrates and judges shall issue these orders purely based on that, without context. As if that blatant First Amendment violation wasn't bad enough, there's a third piece of criteria involved with these orders. If an individual, quote, lacks capacity to provide for his basic human needs, end quote, this piece of criteria also involves statements of the individual. Physicians and psychiatrists abuse this system all the time, sometimes taking it as far as to lie about the statements made. I often wonder why they would do this. It feels like someone is making them do it. If that's the case, we're in for some big trouble. Hospitals and big pharma are in bed with the government. All a lawmaker would need to do is simply add criteria. Guns are being viewed by the elites as a mental health crisis, right? How long before they include being a gun owner to the homicidal aspect of the law, or having certain political views being enough criteria for lacking capacity? Physicians kept their heads down about the jab. Why not this? By the way, people who are involuntarily admitted lose their gun rights and have no petition to get them back. Purely statements is not enough. People say things they don't mean in the heat of the moment. I've lost count of the amount of people I've seen wrongly admitted. The guilt I have from participating is eating me alive. I hope you can forgive me. I'm currently looking for a different career path. I urge everyone hearing this to look into your state's mental health laws because they most likely have something similar in place. Keep in mind that these laws are lengthy and vague by design to bore you out of investigating. May the Father be with you during these troubling times. Twitch was a law enforcement officer in Virginia, and one of the reasons that he, the first time, stopped being a law enforcement officer, I remember him recounting this to me, was that law. Yeah. And seeing people lose their, how do you lose a God-given constitutionally protected right due to a state law? If I was in Virginia, I would be appealing that immediately as a violation of the Second Amendment. I'm also, to be clear, I'm a biblical literalist and a constitutional literalist, and I believe shall not be infringed means exactly that. If you, for example, were felonious in your younger days, but you paid your debt to society, I believe you should have your firearms rights restored. Because if they let you out of the box, but you still can't be trusted, that's on them. You're either rehabilitated and you should be back in society or not. It's as simple as that. The answer is you're not a productive member of society, then why are you back in society? You should have your rights restored when you have paid your debt to society, as far as I'm concerned. And requiring licensing and permitting in order to carry a firearm or carry a firearm concealed, I think is bullshit, because Second Amendment. But I digress. Continuing with the intel, I'm an active duty police officer in Ontario, Canada. In preparation for the upcoming solar eclipse, there are many changes being implemented both in my workplace and community. There's an expected influx of up to 1 million people to my area. There have been mobile cell towers, cows, cell on wheels, brought in, as there is an expectation that the cell towers will be overloaded and go down. The local roadways are able to handle about 50,000 vehicles in a given day. There's expected to be about 400,000 vehicles on the day of the eclipse, or 8x the capacity of the roadway. I said it 1,000 freaking times in the last few months with this eclipse. If you can, stay home. Just stay home.
Bug in.
Thank you, wife. Love you.
Love you.
Bug in. Stay home. Not because I believe that it is plausible that the world is going to end this Monday, but because the best way to avoid problems is to avoid problems. Don't be where it is. Oh, there's a 90 car pileup over here. That sucks. That's terrible. I'm not in it. I'm in my living room. There's no food at the grocery store? Okay, well, I'm prepared. I have food at my house. There's no cell tower access. There's no commo. Well, I have a radio and some homies. See what I mean? So I think the eclipse is a good pressure test on people's preparedness systems. And as previously stated, I agree with suspicious observers with the assessment that if something stupid happens during the eclipse, it's because the government made it happen, not because something stupid was going to happen during the eclipse. Because there's five eclipses per year. And for whatever reason, this one, they're making a lot of hay out of this one. And to a certain extent, the big we are to blame for that. I don't know how many retarded Facebook posts I've seen about the eclipse is going over 9 different cities called Nineveh, and it's terminating in a city that's nickname is Little Egypt, and they're going to get the destruction that they deserve. Like, did you read the book of Jonah? You don't, like, I know Nineveh's prophesied to be destroyed at some point, but you think you're going to do the destroying of Nineveh? Like, no, what do we do with Nineveh? A reluctant man of Elohim goes to the heathen and preaches the word, and 120,000 men are saved. That's what you do with Nineveh. If you have the love of Christ in your heart, why are you excited at the concept of Nineveh being destroyed, as if Nineveh's sins somehow outrank yours? Like, where's the grace and mercy in that? Go preach the word. If you're super concerned about the fact that the eclipse is passing over 9 different cities called Nineveh. Really, bro? But it's been so overly hyped by the populace that it's created cover for action for the government to do something stupid. Because people got all spun up in a tizzy. The whole thing's retarded. Stay home on Monday. Like, counter protest the eclipse by staying home. Let's continue. Local governments have put messages out to residents to stock up 72 hours worth of food, fill gas tanks, and charge all necessary electronic devices. 100%. Regardless of the theories of the eclipse, an influx of this magnitude will have an impact on local life. As you've stated before, logistics is a critical factor in maintaining normalcy, and the likely congested roadways will make all emergency services almost inaccessible in certain areas. 100%. Having the necessary preps, training, and planning will make or break in the event if something goes sideways. Lastly, there was a line you said in an Intel report over a year ago that resonated with me so much that I made it into a shirt for me and a couple of my friends. Keep up the great work with everything you do. You're changing lives. Well, praise the Most High. Next. Oh, this is what the avian flu information that I've already read to you. So next, on my way to work this morning, yesterday, about 50-ish protesters observed at the Lockheed plant in Sunnyvale, adjacent to Moffett Air Force Airfield, NASA Ames for logistics reasons, large police presence to keep the peace. They're blocking the primary entrance gate to the plant. Pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, large banner, stop arming Israel. This plant makes missiles. My older brother's father-in-law, who recently retired, was a head machinist there. And last, I have, and it's, I'm sorry, military recall of retired personnel. Had a chat with an active duty command sergeant major and discussed the recall of military retired personnel. Here's his response. Have you heard of it? I have, and it's strictly voluntary. No PT test, no evals. It spun out of control the last couple of weeks, but the former DCSM works at a recruiting command now and sent some clarification on it. We're hurting for personnel, but there is no planned conscription as of now. That's good. I think planned conscription would probably be one of the straws that broke the camel's back. I saw a Prager University poll, regardless of what you may or may not think about Dennis Prager, but I saw a Prager University poll, and the question was very simple. Would you recommend to young people to join the armed forces today? And the vast majority of the responses from veterans was no. And here's why. And they're, it's very interesting reading. It was a poll that was put up on YouTube. It's probably worth worth reading to catch the sentiment of where a lot of veterans are. And would they or would they not recommend to young people and or their children to join the military? And the vast majority of people, like 90 plus percent, said no. I would not recommend. And the reason cited, Tomer Klein, bless you. News nugget, we are getting called up again in Israel and can't leave the country because of the troop movements in Russia and Golan, the Golan Heights. I leave next Sunday the 14th and will be stationed in the West Bank as violence is escalating. Roger that. Thank you, Tomer Klein. The reason cited as to why veterans would not recommend that young people join the military were A, this administration, B, the wokeness in the military right now, and C, and this was very interesting to me, coming from the veteran community, this country sends its men to war to die for nothing. This country is no longer worth dying for. Those are very interesting responses from people who swore an oath. So recommend you go check it out. Those aren't my words. That's what they were saying based upon their experience in that poll. That's the brief for today. Oh, big stretch. There we go. All right. Super simple. Again, refugemedical.com, best first aid kits on planet Earth. What's in stock right now? Bare facts are in stock. Bare minimums. This guy right here is in stock. The SOB kit is in stock. Buckets, you know, wound care buckets. What do I do when SHTF? Wound care bucket, birthing bucket, postpartum bucket, because everybody should have an IFAC, an individual first aid kit. What happens when you use this? And you've got a hole through your arm. And now we got to take care of this hole through your arm for the next 30 to 60 days. You get your Jace case, promo code BEAR, so you have some antibiotics. And then you get a wound care bucket. And you dress that wound, keep it clean and sterile for the next 30 to 60 days so that you don't die of infection. Because remember yesterday's conversation, Coffee Time with BEAR, the sword, scarcity of food, and pestilence. Pestilence will kill you dead, bro. So there's a lot of stuff back in stock at refugemedical.com. Promo code for free shipping is Bear Nation. And in Joe Biden's 2024 economy, free shipping is not a nothing burger. BearIndependent.com if you want a cool coffee cup like this. Now, it won't be exactly this one because this one has a dent in the bottom of it. And this one has a dent in the bottom of it because I have three gay bro turkeys, toms, that walk around the front yard and literally flex and go whenever me and my brothers start to talk. And it's really annoying. And so one morning about a week ago, while I was trying to have a biblical conversation with a brother and the turkeys wouldn't shut up, I pelted one of the turkeys with this cup. And as a result, this cup now has a little dent in the bottom of it. But if you've been wondering how durable are these cups, you can throw it at mock whoop ass at a turkey's head and have it bash into a rock, and it's still functional. So
there's also a tactical chicken tumbler.
Which my wife is very proud of, because check this out, at Refuge Medical, number one selling patch at Refuge. It's not the bear patch, it's not the pedophiles aren't people patch, it's the tactical chicken patch. It's my wife's tactical chicken patch.
Somebody thought it's
stupid. All right, I was like, okay, if you want to make it, go ahead, but I don't know. Yeah, it's the tactical chicken patch. We also have the at Bear Independent, the biblical manhood and biblical womanhood shirts. Biblical manhood is David standing over the corpse of Goliath with Goliath's sword in one hand and Goliath's head in the other. And biblical womanhood is Yael pounding a tent peg through Sisera's head. Yeah, because, you know, it's just be meek, brother. Just be meek. Just love your neighbor. Sometimes you have to literally lop the heads off of heathen giants. So you can check all that out at bearindependent.com. Grindstone Ministries, if you don't have this book, the scriptures, and you need one, you can get it. You can purchase it at our cost at grindstoneministries.com. Or if you cannot afford one, you can reach out to us through grindstoneministries.com. And I will send you one for free.
Or you can buy one for us to donate.
Or that's true. You can also purchase one to be donated to somebody else who cannot afford one. And links to all this stuff is in the description down below. Lastly, but certainly not least, Caleb House, Caleb with a K.org. You'll find links to our brother Saw and our brother Rex's t-shirts from Sanctified Supply Co. down below. Very cool shirts. And the proceeds from those shirts go to support Caleb House. Caleb House is our juvenile restoration facility for trafficked kids. It's a place where we put kiddos who have been severely abused by assholes back together again. Because in the United States of America, 90% of all the funds that are spent on anti-human trafficking are spent on awareness. 10% are spent on rescue, which is important, but 0% is spent on restoration. And it is our goal to fix that. So Caleb House 1 is in the process of being built right now. Can we purchase gift certificates for t-shirts, Texas Sheep Lady? I don't think so, but shoot us an email. We know you. We could probably work something out.
I can make gift cards available.
My wife says I can make gift cards available. And it had a question mark on the end of it. So Texas Sheep Lady, shoot us an email or a text or whatever, and we'll figure that out. So Caleb House 1 is in the process of being built. That will bring 60 more beds online for the restoration of juvenile human trafficking survivors, which doesn't sound like a lot, but there's currently only 420 beds nationwide for that. And then I've already identified where we're building Caleb House 2 when 1 is done. And then we'll build 3 and 7 and 14 and 87 and 896 until we don't have to build these things anymore because the problem has been solved. But in the meanwhile, we have a flood of kiddos that need to be put back together again. And that's what Caleb House does. Caleb with a K.org. CalebHouse.org. That's the show for today. Let's talk to the Father. Good morning, Father Yah. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the sunshine and allowing us to wake up to be able to experience it. Father, use us for your will today. Give us the strength that we need and the power and the endurance that we need to be your hands and feet, to be a good witness and to have a good testimony for you. Father, pour out your spirit for wisdom and discernment that we would act righteously, that we would deal with one another righteously, We would operate as sons and daughters of Elohim. And Father, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. That as the world tries to kick our ass today, that we would remember that you are sovereign over all things. And that we don't have problems. We have blessings that we maybe haven't figured out how to steward yet. Father, thank you for all the things that you're doing through this channel and all the lives that we've been able to reach for your glory. Thank you for the preservation of life and for work that is meaningful and impactful. Father, use us for your will today. Put us where you need us to be. Give us the words that we need to speak and strengthen the work of our hands. Father, I ask that you would protect these people today, provide for them today, and bless them today. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. You guys and girls have an awesome day. It's day of prep, so get after it. And I will see y'all when I see y'all. Shalom.